it is important that Ghanaians pay tariffs to keep utility companies going. It is unacceptable that consumers are being robbed in the name of new tariffs. Since the increase in tariffs, electricity consumers are baffled at the rate electricity units run out on their meters. In an interview with Radio Ghana, a consumer who purchased units worth 15 cedis complained of running out of the units within 3 days. Another also bought 20 cedis, and within 5 days, the power went off. They share their frustration.
I bought the credit 15 cedis, and 3 days later, it's finished. And I bought another one again. That's what we are facing there. When you bought the credit, just 3 days later, it's totally there.
So initially, how much were you buying?
I normally bought 20 cedis. That's for a month. But now it's more than 20 cedis because I bought 15, finished. I bought another 15. So that's what I'm using now.
You bought 15 or 50?
15 cedis.
How many days did the 15 cedis take?
3 days.
My experience is that on the 10th of this month, I bought units for 20 cedis. And on the 15th, it ran out. This is the case where I normally buy 20 cedis. And it takes me for about 20 or at least 17 days. But for this one, I bought it on the 10th in the evening. And by the 15th, what even pained me was that I missed the third goal. Just before the third goal was caught, my power went out. So I thought it was general light off. Then all of a sudden, we heard the scream from outside, indicating the third goal was caught, and I missed it. And so yesterday, on the 16th, I had to buy another 20 cedis. Only God knows how many days it will take me.
Okay, thank you very much.
So it meant that 20 cedis lasted just for 6 days. And this one, I even took measures, because every evening I switched off my freezer just to save the units. And it didn't help. So if this thing continues, I wonder how much I'm expected to pay on electricity alone within a month.
So initially, you were buying 20?
Yes, and it took me at least 17 days.
But
at
now?
Least. Now 5 days. I have bought the second batch of 20. So if nothing is done...
An electricity vendor also shares his sentiments on the tariff increase.
People have been complaining to us a lot. And people come to buy, they buy, and then the next day they'll come back and come and tell us when they loaded, it's not coming. Or maybe just that day it came and then for some few minutes it went off again. A lot of complaints.
So what are you doing about it?
We sometimes call them to report to them, and then they have to tell us to let the people buy again. And a lot of people too, they don't understand this, because it's like the tariffs that they increase is really disturbing. People cannot buy like 10 cedis anymore. They have to buy more than 10 cedis before. Because when they load the 10 cedis, just some few minutes, it just goes out. People buy 50 cedis and then they come back to report to us. They are having 40 cedis prepaid. Then we have to even direct them, because some people, they don't really understand. When we are explaining to them, it's as if we didn't sell it to them at the right amount. But it's on the receipt that it's 50 cedis all right. But they'll never understand. So we have to direct them straight to the office before it will be explained to them. And they have to buy extra credit so that they get what they actually want. If they want 50, they have to buy 60 cedis. If they want 70 cedis, they have to buy 60 cedis. So people don't buy 10 cedis anymore. So now we have done our lowest price, 15 cedis. And even that, people come back to come and complain to us all the time that when they load it, it takes like 2 days, sometimes a day, and it will just get finished. We keep complaining, and I don't think they are even doing something about it. Anytime they tell us to let the people buy again, that's what they always tell us. And it's really disturbing. Some of them even ask us to return their money. We report it to them, and they don't even care. Like, as if... For them, what all they care about is their money. They just come for their money, they go.
Who have you been reporting to?
We have this office at Dansuman, King Solomon area.
That was an electricity vendor also sharing his sentiment on the tariff increase.
We now have the PR of Electricity Company of Ghana, Accra West, Eric Asante, to react to the complaints. Mr. Asante, I'm sure you must have been following the complaints.
Yes, I am.
And I don't think you would be happy with that. But let's begin from this point. What accounts for the long queues at most vendoring points?
Oh, yes, obviously, people are trying to come to find out exactly what is happening with their electricity consumption when they buy the credits and the load onto the meter. They are thinking it has to do with a problem with the remote or with the amount of money they bought. But the truth of the matter is that there is an increase in tariffs. And once you buy, the amount of money that used to take you, the number of days that you know, would not last the same number of days. And what is happening is that when we have not bought within the month of October, because the effective date where we started using this new tariff was on the 1st of October. So let's say you buy an amount of 60 Ghana cedis within the month of September, which you have not exhausted, and you enter into October and you've used, let's say, 40 Ghana of the 60 Ghana cedis, you'll be left with the 20 Ghana. The 20 Ghana is a deposit that you have made that is not being consumed within the month of September. So when it runs into into October, when the amount left, it runs into the amount of October. It means that you are still consuming the 20 Ghana cedis within the month of October without the new tariff affecting it. When you exhaust that particular unit and you come to buy for the first time in October, the difference of the old tariff and the new tariff that you have enjoyed is deducted for the amount of money you buy from the current one you have bought. And that is what is accounting for this seemingly unit that people think it is running out. Because in October, we are not using the new tariff. And when it is deducted for the first time, it is not done again. Because from 1st October, whatever credit you have on your unit should be calculated based on the new tariff. So when you have exhausted it and you come for the first time to buy, and we have not loaded the new tariff programming onto your meter, that is then loaded onto it, and whatever deductions you had to be deducted from your units that you have bought is deducted based on the new tariff. And that is why people would have to pay for the difference between the old tariff and the new tariff.
Right,
so
Mr. Santi.
Somebody buying 20 Ghana cedis for the month would not use the 20 Ghana cedis for the month now. That person would have to calculate the 78.9% over the 20 Ghana cedis, that takes him up to 36 Ghana cedis for the month. So that is what is accounting for people thinking that when they buy and immediately they load, they have this units running out
right
very fast. Because from 1st October, we are using the new tariffs.
Right, Mr. Santa, we wish we had the time for you to do enough public education on this. But you are the public relations officer of the ECG Accra West. Why don't you come out to do massive public education about this rather than leave cross section of the public to come to your end and at times fight you?
People don't understand how our operations work. You see, when we think most people visit our customer service centers to seek redress of these issues that are being carried out. It is our customer service centers that are the action statement. That is where we carry out those programs and we tell the customers. We have spoken on different networks and at different customer service centers to explain this new phenomenon, this happenings to our valued customers. But having said that, we are still going ahead to use your medium, other mediums, to also explain to our customers the problems that they are encountering with the new tariff and what accounts for that. We are still at our customer service centers. When they visit our offices, we explain to them that this is what is happening. So our vending stations and our customer service centers are the areas where our customer relations assistants are doing this education and they are explaining to customers what is actually happening.
Mr. Santi, others have complained about the lackluster attitude of most ECG staff who sell the credit. I'm sure you have received lots of these complaints. And the major complaint is that they are so rude that they don't even have the time to explain some of these things to customers.
Yes, I should say that definitely as a human institution, you would have one or two people and some people putting up some attitudes that are not proper for our customers to feel satisfied with our services. We are asking our customers to let this information get to any superior within the district or the customer service center you visit. And we have taken sanctions, or we have sanctioned most of the staff who are being recalcitrant, who are being stubborn and who are not treating our customers well. Our management has decided that all cashiers or all people who deal ruthlessly or express bad behavior towards our staff will be sanctioned or will be given the workout within the company, because this is not a time for physical attitudes and people who would not be ready to serve our customers. So we ask our customers to report such people to us, and we will be ready to handle those situations and make sure they behave well.
Mr. Santi, we've heard these assurances over and over again, but the problem still persists.
Yes, you know what? Our attitude within this our setup is that people would want to show people and say that, oh, I don't want to mention this because the person will lose his job or lose her job. But we are telling you that when it comes to the crunch and we want information from customers, that whoever is liable, whoever is culpable, should be mentioned. And it becomes a problem for customers to own such people up. And we are assuring our customers again that any staff, anybody who becomes a stumbling block between the company giving out quality service, uninterrupted supply, and good customer care will be shown the exit.
Right, that will be all for now. We would want to thank you very much for talking to us. Eric Asante is the PR of Electricity Company of Ghana, Accra West.